Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Casey Kendall. Batting second. The third baseman, Geronimo Pena. Batting third. The right fielder, Brian Giles. Batting fourth. The DH, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Nigel Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Kent. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ryan Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Pena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Damian Jackson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Albie Lopez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Geronimo Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nigel Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pena for a passed ball. Phillips moves to second. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pena for a passed ball. Phillips scores. Martinez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Martinez moves to third. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Giles. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kendall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nigel Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 0-for-1 in the game. Kent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kent moves to second. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ventura moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Ventura moves to third. Tartabull moves to second. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña strikes out. 1 out. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Peña is called out on strikes. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giles moves to second. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Giles moves to third. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Nigel Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Giles scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to second. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kent takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kent Merker now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kent scoops it up and throws to first, with Merker covering, for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kendale hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 2 in the game. Slott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kendale catches it and throws to first to double up Slott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Norton now playing shortstop. Bill Simas now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Nigel Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Simas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Julian Tavares now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Kent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kent hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena is 0 for 3 in the game. Pena hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pena for the out. Kent moves to second. Two outs. Damian Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martinez. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Kent scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kendale hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Norberto Martin pinch runs for Harold Baines. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Giles. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Martin moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Domingo Cedeno pinch hits for Don Slott. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ventura scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.